At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 1041 FM KMOX. Happy Thursday. A few minutes past 4 p.m. Tomorrow's Friday. I'm not even going to worry about what we have on the show. It's Friday. I can stand on my head and spit nickels out of my ass for one day, so...
Your sweet-looking ass.
My sweet-looking ass.
There you go.
Now, those nickels will be affected. They'll be pennies when they come out. Mike Elam is here. Yeah, we've never talked this much about my butt.
Well, you know, it's one of those kind of things. When you get to a certain age, it's just not a topic anymore.
No, you're right.
It's really not.
It just rarely comes up, does it?
My wife, after I lost all this weight, and she's like, yeah, you don't have a butt anymore. I'm like, yeah... I'll see what I can do about that. And she's like, yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Not a lot of hope there.
Yeah. And as you were saying, there's a reason they call it a Brazilian butt lift and not a Connecticut butt lift.
Exactly.
Right?
No one says, you know what I'd really like? Old white guy butt.
Yeah.
That just, never on the menu.
Like we said, take out 70% of the volume and leave all the skin.
Yeah, that's just...
We could start a trend.
So if you were looking for dinner, now you're probably not.
Nah, not so much.
Yeah, and that's the picture I wanted.
So Mike's been a friend of the show for years and years, fills in at 97.1 a lot, has thrown his hat in for the St. Charles County Executive. Speaking of St. Charles, they had this data center thing. Wheels and I both agree. I've seen some coverage on the news, but I don't even know what a data center is. So start out like 101 and explain it to us.
So I don't know that I can explain everything about it, but Rachel's been following some of this as well. But, you know, there are good ways to handle things and there are bad ways to handle things. The company that introduced this data center probably could not have screwed this up any more than what they did. People are scared of data centers. They hear this and there's just so much of AI is coming and data centers are driving all this and they don't really know what it is. But I would tell you, data centers as a whole, it's not a bad thing. I mean, there's the MasterCard data center not far from where you used to live,
so
right?
That's a data center.
That's a data center. It's just not as big, right? So every MasterCard transaction that happens in the world actually gets processed right there in O'Fallon.
Interesting.
So that is a data center. It's not a huge one. Compared to what they were talking about. I mean, they're talking about 400 acres was the size of this data center in St. Charles.
That's big.
And it was a weird place to put it, first of all. It was right off 370. And it is in an industrial area, but on the other side of these trees, you get into some really nice homes, like the low end, $600,000-$700,000 up to about $4 million. So you can imagine those folks don't want a data center in their backyard. But what they did was they came in and made the mayor and all the city council members sign NDAs and basically shut them out of answering any questions about the data center. I am a firm believer that in a vacuum of information, people will fill it with whatever fits their narrative. And sometimes I think people fill it just to see if what would people believe, you know? Hey, I'm going to make up some really crazy stuff and throw it out there just to see if it catches. And part of that happened here. But with data centers, there's two big things that really come up. They use a lot of power and they use a lot of water because it's all computers, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got to fuel these things. You got to cool these things. You would think with the Mississippi and the Missouri being right there, there's access to plenty of water. But St. Charles has had an issue over the past few years with their water wells. They had 10 water wells, so you had
seven of
them.
And we had the mayor on several years ago about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A couple got contaminated, right?
They had seven of them at one point. It's an issue with Ameren out there that they're going back and forth. And
trying to see who should pay for it, and they think Ameren should pay for it. And
so that's a whole big thing that's going on there. But ironically, while they're having this discussion about how are you going to get water and are you going to use all our water, there's a water main break that happens in St. Charles, and you had a couple of days where people had to boil their water, and it even spilled over into St. Peter's. So it fuels the narrative of, see, this is why we can't have stuff like this. It's going to jack up our rates for our energy. It's going to use all our water, and we're not going to have clean water to drink in the city. So when they started asking their elected officials about it, the elected officials have to say, I can't say anything because I signed this NDA. And they really were looking for the company who was marketing it to answer all the questions. And they were supposed to do all the community outreach. And they just did a horrible job. They didn't answer questions. When people started bringing up these nightmare scenarios, they didn't have an answer. And they didn't make people feel warm and fuzzy or cozy about data centers in general. So it just really took on a life of, this is Armageddon coming to our backyard and you're going to destroy our community.
Did it have a net negative effect on the politicians?
Oh, by all means. You know what's interesting, though? And I was watching this. Luckily, it was a St. Charles city, not a St. Charles county, right? So I got to be on the outside kind of watching. And a lot of those folks who are on city council are friends of mine. And we were having the discussion. A person has an opportunity to request something from the city, from a county. But just because you request it, it doesn't mean those city officials or county officials are in favor of it. It just means that you're requesting. So you have the right to have a proposal. And so many times, citizens automatically assume if something is proposed, it's going to pass. And they shouldn't. So you had a lot of the city council who were never in favor of this data center. But they couldn't say anything because of the NDA.
Could they not even say they were against it?
Not really in the beginning, because you were trying to still get all this information and they didn't know if they were against it yet. They're trying to make up their mind.
But you have to, so I'm just to be clear of the process. You had to agree to an NDA to even hear the information.
Right.
Okay.
And that's the big problem. So we didn't know who was it for. You know, was it Google? Was it Meta? Was, you know, some people thought because of the NGA that's coming out here, right? They thought maybe that was part of that that's going to feed. So
and
maybe
what's the
it was
NGA?
A government. What's that?
What's the NGA?
It's the geospatial
okay. That
is going up in North City,
yes. Right?
So all that
Which
they're trying...
We already have one, right? Is this just moving or is it a new one?
This is the new one that they're building.
Okay.
It's going to be the new headquarters
okay. That
we won to get that here, right? So it's a big deal for St. Louis and for the region. So we got that, but it needs things like a data center to be able to power all this.
Okay.
So with no information coming to the public... And the elected officials not able to really say whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, it really left a lot of people angry. And they moved their meeting to the convention center because they had so many people
Wow.
who were interested, right? But I would tell you, before it came down to a vote, most of the city council members made up their minds and they said, we're against this. We're not going to vote for this. So whoever was proposing it pulled it back. And then today I see that the city council is proposing a moratorium on data centers for the next year in the city of St. Charles. So they're going to propose this. We'll see if it goes through. I imagine it would, because it looks like it's sponsored by the majority of the city council. And they're like, hey, man, we're just going to take a pause, let everybody get a breath, and let's figure this out and put some processes in place of, if this comes up again, what do we do? I guarantee you they're not signing those NDAs again.
So what was the upside? Just a whole bunch of tax revenue?
So with AI, and we all kind of assume AI is the future, right? Of where we're going. AI requires all this power and all this data to be processed. And you've got to build these data centers around the country. And the Midwest is really a good place to build them, in theory, right? We're in the middle of the country. We have a lot of transportation. We have water. We have power that's all right here. On paper, we're a really good place to be. But just like anything else, nobody really wants these type of centers in their backyard. I've heard all kinds of weird rumors. Like, there's all this buzzing and everything that goes on, and it kills birds, and I don't know if that's true. I haven't seen any data that says it's true, but somebody's going to say it. You can go online and you can find all kinds of conspiracy theories about why this is bad. But the data centers, especially one like this, was supposed to have 750 construction jobs, and it was going to take 3 years to construct the whole campus. And then what's funny is it was only going to leave you about 150 jobs. Now, these 150 were going to be very well-paying jobs, but you're talking about an area of 400 acres, 150 jobs. It's not that much. So there's a trade-off from that. But then there's the question of what other residual spinoffs does a data center in your community bring up? And it sounds like there's a number of possibilities that could spread. Like when you get a General Motors plant in your backyard, you get all these feeders into General Motors that go there. So when you have a 400-acre data center, there's a lot of maintenance that's going to have to be done. So it's interesting to see where it's going to go from here. People are pretty scared at the moment. Anything new, right?
Anything new,
we're always scared of what's new. And I think it's going to take somebody to maybe build a smaller version and then kind of see
how that
goes.
Or tell us what it's for.
Well,
like,
true.
What is Project Cumulus? Yeah. What is that? Can anyone tell me what that is?
No one who signed the NDA.
Right. So the people of St. Charles are just supposed to say, oh, yeah, we trust you. Whatever you guys want to do. You tell us it's okay. So I guess it's okay. If people are afraid, you could very easily alleviate their fears by sharing information.
And
because
that's
they don't get to vote on this.
Done.
They're completely reliant on the council to make this decision. So it's like the very least you could do is just educate people on what's going to be happening in their backyard.
Yes. And from what I understand, the council was led to believe that the Cumulus folks were going to answer all those questions. And everything that they told them in closed session, they were supposed to give a version of that to the public, and they didn't.
Yeah,
they didn't tell them anything.
I don't know why they expected a different outcome than this in that case. I mean, if you're not going to share information with folks, why should they trust? Why should they put their trust in?
No, everything I know about this, I've learned in the last 8 minutes, and it's solidly like, well, of course they didn't okay that.
Yeah, I mean, why would you? Now, these Cumulus folks really put the elected officials in St. Charles at the position of they can't be for it at this point. They would look like idiots for voting for it. They left them in that position. Mm-hmm. So it really speaks to, if you're going to have some big project come into your community, it really needs to be a partnership. You've got to work through this together. You've got to put the process together. But first and foremost, to what Rachel's saying, you've got to answer the questions. These people have legitimate concerns. You're going through water issues already. I want to make damn sure I've got clean water. First and foremost, I want to have that. Are my power rates going to go through the roof if you put this thing in my backyard? That's a legit concern. All the questions that people were asking, they're legitimate questions that deserve answers. And if you can't answer them, at the end of the day, you've got to say, and we're going to hit pause and we're going to move on.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. We're all going.
We're all. Welcome back, DG Asim KMOX 423. Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with that Schnucks Rewards app I'm always telling you about. Okay, according to a new survey of doctors that was released yesterday, medical misinformation has gotten much, much worse. This is from the Physicians Foundation, a nonprofit research group. They found that 61% of doctors said they encountered patients influenced by misinformation or disinformation at a moderate or great deal of the time in the past year. And an overwhelming majority of physicians, 86%, said these falsehoods that patients are bringing to them had increased over the past 5 years. That, of course, includes most of the COVID pandemic, with 50% of doctors saying they believe that's why it has significantly increased.
So this is nothing genius, but it's going to sound dumb, in fact. Everything that's gone on the last few years, Donald Trump, RFK Jr., all of it, I just think it's exactly what it looks like. When the head of Health and Human Services is basically an anti-vaxxer and firing the whole CDC and talking about we're going to treat this with melatonin or whatever it is, of course.
I mean, it's an interesting timing on that story because I think I mentioned to you guys off air yesterday, like 750 staffers at the Department of Health and Human Services basically sent a letter to RFK Jr. begging him to stop spreading bad information. And the problem right now is the bad information is winning because politics. Mm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the people the people that are in positions of power are either willing to go along with it or believe it themselves. But I didn't realize that medical information was about who believes what. It's about who can prove what studies show. It's not about who believes what.
All right, guys.
Is it going to get worse?
Yeah, I know. It's just like depressing. It's like, I guess I'll do another story. let's see. The White House tours have been indefinitely canceled because of the ballroom that President Trump wants to build. The construction projects is going to add more event space to the White House. And, you know, typically these White House tours are booked weeks or months in advance, but we're not going to have those for the time being.
Well, why do we need a ballroom at the White House?
They're building a big, beautiful gold leaf.
Why do we need that?
Yeah, Trump wants it.
Who's paying for it?
I thought it was private donations.
Oh, well, it's private donations, totally different thing.
$100 million.
Yep.
Speaking of, we're paying $2.5 million for a bunch of gold leaf adorned ice Tahoes. So ice needs a whole bunch of Tahoes.
Yep.
And we're paying $2.5 million and we're having them gold leaf.
You know why? Because they park them at recruiting events and draws people in. They literally just bought two Mustang GTs for that same purpose.
Dude, that is so...
It's
I'm
super
sorry.
Weird.
I'm not even going to say how I really feel. I think you could probably deduce. I mean, it's just... Whatever.
Do you want the drawing card to recruit for very important jobs to be cool cars, bro?
Well, also, how many people are left to deport at this point? I mean, we've been going ham the past 6 months, like, and you still need to recruit people and draw them in with fancy cars?
I think they're still under Joe Biden numbers. So they haven't been that effective. They've just been...
You mean the deportations?
Yes. They've just been very...
Showy. On camera?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Makes it look like a lot's happening, but I'm not sure a lot is.
Okay.
All right. Let's do one more story here. Speaking of the White House, they
do something about baby deers.
I'm sorry. Speaking of the White House, they have officially joined TikTok, launching the account, even as the fate of TikTok hangs in the balance.
What does that tell us?
tells it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's all going to be just fine.
TikTok's not going anywhere.
September 17th is the current deadline, but I think
sure it is.
We got all the horse hospice we need.
Sure it is, guys. September 17th. Sure.
We know we had.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.